I really do. But I know it's in the hands of the Lord. It's all about Jesus Christ and how that we turn to Him. But there's hope for America. And it's kind of a sad thing as you look back past our history and we see how God has blessed us. But we're in Memorial Day. This is our weekend, Memorial Days, that we really remember what it's all about. There's a lot of people, many a person has died on foreign soil to fight the battles that we have. I have the freedom here this hour. The freedom not only to worship our Lord how we see fit to, but also that we have the freedom in our country that we might be able to go, might be able to do, and might be able to have the things that we'd like to have as freedom that we have in this country. If you just go to the memorials of different ones around our country, how so many men has lost their lives on foreign soil to make it possible that we're here this day. If you could just listen to some of the words that maybe the men, whenever they was going off the war, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korean conflict, Persian War, all the wars that we have fought our country because to make us free, many a time a person, a man, a boy had to leave his wife, leave his mother, leave his father, leave his job, leave his dreams that he might dream and have something that you and I have had. And maybe they're going off to basic training to train to go overseas and fight some war, whatever war that might have been. Can you just imagine how many thousands and millions of our armed forces they have maybe hugged their wife and kissed their wife and hugged their kids, said goodbye to their mother and their father so many times, knowing that every one of us are not going to come back, that some one of us is going on this ship, some of us is going by air, some of us going by the Navy, but some of us are not going to come back, but we're willing to die. We don't want to. Although we won't see our families no more, but we're willing to die to be able to have the freedom that God expects us to have freedom, because freedom comes with a great price, does it not? It has come with a great price in our country. We have fought these wars that seemed like there was no way of winning, but every war, God was on our side. Can you imagine now some of the men, as I know I've been in basic training, and a lot of you have been in basic training, some of you have been in Vietnam War and other wars, and you know, can you imagine listening to some of the men as they begin to talk and then basic training of going off to a foreign war, and then as they finish their basic training, maybe they get on a ship, maybe they get on a plane and they fixing to go to a foreign land, and can you imagine some of the conversations they may have with one another? Well, they passed out a little New Testament, so most of them at that time, they would be able to give a New Testament, and it wasn't of the Quran. It was the Bible, the Word of God. And how many people might have got saved by reading that little New Testament Bible? But how the conversation, if you could just listen to them, if you visit these graves, and this is a memorial service that we should remember back for the men, the women, and the sacrifice that had been made, that we may be able to stand here today and worship our Savior, Jesus Christ, with freedom that not worried about coming in and being locked up as other countries have this day. This freedom that we have, but some of the conversations that some of the men might have had as they was fixing to get over that boat and going into that foreign soil and knowing good and well that they won't come back, or many wouldn't come back. They said, I'm willing to die, that my kids and my grandkids and my great-great-grandkids might have a better country and a better life than what I've had. And God has been blessing us for many years in our country for the wars that have been fought. And the reason to have, because we know that communism and socialism and other countries and what it really means to a country, it's dictatorship, it's communism, but we was willing to fight for those countries, was not able to fight for theirself, and we was able to go help them. When some big man jumps on a little man, we're supposed to go to aid and help that person, and that's what we've been doing for years. So if you think about this Memorial Day, and you see the pictures on the television of the crosses in the cemetery for many millions of people have died, and this is a memorial for us to remember what God has been with us through so many times of battle, and how God is still with us today. And how that we should still be fighting, but we have invited the enemy onto our shores at the time that you and I are living in. And I'd like for us to look at the nation Israel for a little while, because I really do believe the nation of Israel really reminds us of the United States and how that the nation Israel failed. And how they failed in the same way that I really do believe that the United States is falling today, have been falling, and why we are under judgment. It's Memorial Day, and they had Memorial Days for the nation Israel. Remember now what God has done for us. And all the book of Joshua, we're going to read a couple of verses in Judges, but all the book of Joshua, they've been in their Canaan land, the milk and honey flows. And they have won battle after battle after battle, just like we have here in our country. But we know that they soon have forgot God. And what happened then is move into the book of Judges. As I read these verses of scriptures, the people that come out of Egypt, and the people understood what the great blessing that God blessed them with, and the reason they was in their Canaan land, it was because of God. He gave them houses they did not build. He gave them orchards they did not plant. He gave them well they did not dig. And they realized that. But then there come a generation of people, and the old people died, and I'm going to read these verses of scripture in just a minute, but the old people died out. The generation that knew and understood this, and then there come another generation that knew not God. We are living a departing generation of the past over our years in our country. We know of my generation and a generation older that God is the reason that we won these wars. God is the reason when we didn't have Social Security. We didn't have a handout for everybody to quit work and say, "Hey, gimme, gimme, gimme." God took care of that family. We didn't have the welfare because God was the welfare. And this generation made it. They may not have done but a tater bank and a crib full of corn, but they had the Bible. And they had the Word of God. And they realized over the generation of time, as looking back at their forefathers, the wars had ended, God had blessed, because people knew that God was the reason that this country is great as it is. But I want to tell you now that these people are fastly dying and passing away, this generation. And we're raising a bunch of young people today in the generation, I'm telling you what, and it shows by who is running our country today, they do not believe in God. They do not know God. And this nation of Israel done the same thing. All these old people died, and every time someone dies older than me, I say, well, there goes a generation. There a great tree is falling. But we're raising a group of people, a generation of people that's now living, the generation under me, that do not know the goodness, do not know the mercies of God. And people, we're going to go the same way the nation of Israel. We're in it today. Nation Israel is a parallel to remind us what God done for the nation Israel, God have done for our country, but also what God hath withdrawn from the nation Israel, God will withdraw from us. God says, you don't want me. You won't stand up whenever they took prayer out of school. You will not stand up when they took the Ten Commandments out of the schools. And by the way, God says, you don't even have them in your homes. You don't even believe the Ten Commandments in your home, so you ought not get too excited when they take the Ten Commandments out of school. The Ten Commandments says there is one Lord God. You shall worship Him. But we have so many gods, as we're fixing to say and show you in the Word of God. But God has blessed us as he did the nation of Israel. But if you want to, Israel, you don't want me, you want these other gods, if you want to make it now on your own, I'll give you what you want. I'll let you do it without me. And what we are reaping in our country right now, and what we're going to reap, we're just beginning to start, is because we don't need God. And we want to do it our own way. And it's going to affect everybody, because we're not living on an island. It's all together. But this is to remind us, but there's hope for America. There's hope for you and the hope for me. But we are living in very, very treacherous times. Is the nation of Israel under the book of under Joshua, crossed the Jordan River, and for 25 years he led the nation of Israel. They won battle after battle after battle, and they reaped honey and milk and the good times. But now they think they can do it without God. And we're moving into the judge stage, because now Joshua has died, and we're moving into the judge stage where they have no king. And we're living in our country this day where we have no king. In the past, we had a King Jesus ruling and reigning over our country. But you see, we have no king now. Everybody wants to do what's right in their own eyes. And we have no king. And the nation of Israel suffered in the book of Judges. They will cry out to the Lord. And what we need to be doing today is crying out to the Lord, because of the shape of our families and our own personal relationship to Jesus and our churches today, and also for our nation. They'd cry out to God, and God would send a great leader all through the book of Judges, and he would lead them out, and they would forget and go back under. But I just want you to know that God is in control. No matter who squats on the throne of our country, I don't even want to mention his name from this sacred pulpit today. But God's still in control. But he'll give us what we deserve if we keep asking for it. People today, they have so many gods. Jesus is just one of them. And he says, I won't just be one, I'll be one or only one. But they have so many gods today. So let's see the nation of Israel and see that in comparison to us today. In Judges chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, if you keep your Bible open, we'll be visiting two or three verses in chapter 1 and also in chapter 2 in Judges. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanite first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Let us pray. Father Jesus, we want to thank you for the power of the Word of God. Father, we know it's truth. Oh God, we just want to praise you, Father, for we're looking back on this day, Memorial Day, and so many people have given their life, God, that I might have the freedom to stand here today and preach the truth of the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Father, help us to understand and look, Lord, if we keep going in the direction we're going, Lord, if we want to go it on our own, Father, we will reap the bitter consequences, oh God, of our own behavior. Oh, I pray today, Father, if there's a person here this day, Father, they need to decide to follow Jesus. Father, if there are a family here this day, they need to come to this altar with hand in hand with the little ones together today, Father, and say, Lord, we're going to follow you, Jesus Christ, because we know where our goodness and our blessings come from. Father, the whole church today, including myself, really need to understand the great blessings of what you bless us with in this country that we're living in. Father, how you reached down with all your mercy, God, and protected us from all the foreign powers they are this world, not because we're any better, but because, Lord, that we loved you. And we thank you, Lord, for your benefits upon this holy nation that we live in this day. But, Father, we know that it's slipping away. We have so many other gods today. How we pray that we might get back to the one, the true, and the living God. And we thank you for this day and what you're going to do and the mercy that you showed upon us and all these many blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, we have described the situation we're living in today. The United States is in a culture war. Now, we have been in battle for many types of wars in our country in the last 200 years, but we are in a culture war today. And this culture war starts off from the White House all the way down to where we at today. Starts off the day we've been fighting communism, but we are inviting communism and socialism into our country today. How did this happen? It's because we have forgot God. It's sad to think about how that men and women have lost their lives and give their lives for freedom and liberty that we have today, and yet we have forgot about God in our country. Now, Joshua, as you read the book of Joshua, it's just full of victory of how God had blessed that nation, victory after victory after victory. Also, of our country, as you look at our country in the past, as we're looking back, how God has blessed our country, and no bombs has fell on our country. And so many times that God has blessed us in these wars that we have fought. But we come to the judges now. We find the judges, though, is just a cry of misery of that nation. From a shout of victory to a cry of misery, as we see they've got away from God. As I said, these memorial today is a time that would encourage us and the young people to explain what they really mean. You need to carry your kids to different places. The Vietnam Memorial, I think it's 65,000 names just on that, 500 feet long, besides all the World War I and II and other veterans of their country. Explain to them these people died because that you'll be able to travel, son. You'll be able to live a life that you might be able to go out and do the things that you'd want to do, and you're not under a dictatorship. That we have the freedom because of this, but we're losing this fast, and we know this memorial. And then the end of Joshua, we find now in the book of Judges, and we find out that what's going to happen is going to happen very fast, but the book of Joshua ends now, and Judges starts, Joshua ends, and I'll read a couple of verses in Joshua chapter 24 and 26. Then, and Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law, and he took a great stone. These stones he's talking about is a memorial stone to remember what God has done for you in all these battles. Well, we have a memorial stone today. The memorial stone, the Vietnam memorial stone, and all the stones we have set up today. This is a stone, he says, to remember, and is set up there under the oak, that you may buy a sanctuary, and the Lord know of it. Joshua said unto all the people, behold, the stone shall be a witness unto us, for I have heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke unto us. It shall be before us a witness unto you, lest that you deny your Lord. As we look at memorial today, it is a witness to us. The people have died in all the memorial today. It's a witness to us that people have died, and what they have died for, it is a time for us to look back and see the blessings upon God have upon this nation. We have these memorials. As I said, the Judges is a very sad book, yet it holds out hope and tells us that the blessings of Israel also had blessings. How that they had looked back to God, but they had lost their glory. What's happened to our country today? We have lost the glory of Jesus Christ. We've lost the glory of God upon our country, our nation. We lost the glory of God upon our church, our families, and our individual self today. We've lost the glory. The miracle of God is all the miracles he done for the nation Israel. He brought them out of Egypt. They was in bondage. They couldn't get out themselves. He led them to the promised land, and he gave them liberty and freedom as you and I know of today. They did not appreciate the miracles of that generation. The generation died out, and they did not appreciate the oncoming generation of what God had done for them, the heritage of God. As I said, we're growing up a nation. We're growing up individuals. We're growing up a generation that do not appreciate what God has done for this country. And as we know, they're trying to rewrite the history books. They're trying to take everything away from this country, the founder of our country. And if you listen to the ones that's trying to do this, they'll tell you what this country was not founded on God. But I'm telling you, not only was it founded on God, it was founded on Jesus Christ and the gospel. That's where this country was founded. That's the reason we are a great country, because of Jesus Christ, and they believe in Jesus Christ, our early forefathers. But the United States have forgot God and the culture that we're living in today. Now, I know you hear a lot about a culture war, and most of us don't even know what a culture war is all about, but I want to tell you about a culture war. The whole sum of it all is religious belief to start with, that we have a religious belief in Jesus Christ, and we're not forced to believe in Islamic, we're not forced to believe in other type of religion, but we have a freedom in this country because of Memorial Day, the people that died, that I might be able to believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that anybody can believe anything they want to. They're free to do that, but don't force their belief on me. And we don't force Christianity on anybody. You can't force Christianity on anybody. It has to be free. They have to accept it on their own. Religious belief is one of the culture wars that we end today. But not only that, the social structure that we end today. The social structures is from the Word of God. Geo-Christian ethics. If you don't know what that is, that ain't a thing in the world but the living Word of God that we go by. That have been stripped away from us. But ethical standards today, all the sum of this ethical standards that we have today come from the Word of God. Just like in our school system today, they want to bring back different things in our school system. They want to bring back, you know, discipline, authority. But there'll be no authority without the Word of God. We got to get back to the Word of God for God, what God's done for us. And moral behavior. Now, all of this is a sum of our culture war. Our religious belief and our social structure in our country. And our ethical standards that we ought to have today, and also our moral behavior, all come from the Word of God. And that's all combined into what? Our cultural war we're having today. Now, the Canaanites was a pagan people, and they was very, very extreme in their evil. But the United States today, we are inviting people in. We are inviting people as just as evil as the Canaanites have ever been. The United States, we still have a cultural struggle. And what we have today, most people don't realize the culture that we're in. They do not realize the sickness that we have in our country today. They don't realize the sickness that we have in our churches and our behavior. But I'm going to tell you, it's perfume for formaldehyde. It's formaldehyde that we have in our country today. It's a sickening perfume, but what it does is disguise the deadness. That's what formaldehyde does. It's to disguise the deadness of a person. And this perfume that we're breathing today, we are dead. And we're breathing this formaldehyde of deadness across our land today. And it's, our country is decaying. Every day it's decaying. Are there hope for the United States? Yes, there's hope for the United States. He said there in verse 2, God delivered the land into their hand. God will bring us out. God brought those people out. And he also will bring us out if we'll do what we're supposed to do. But they had a glorious conquest, just as we have as a nation. The past, as they look back as a nation Israel, and the past that I've been telling you about, as we look back, they had a glorious time, a glorious conquest. All the wars that they had won, all the victories they had, all the great things that God have given this nation. God have given us a land. God give us a land just like he give the nation a land. This land of the United States, I believe God give this to us. But you see, I said the education training of the day is trying to take our Christian heritage away from us. Don't believe a word of it. Patrick Hendrick, we all know what he said. I know not what course others may take, but for me, give me liberty or give me death. And a lot of people died on Memorial today. It was founded not just on Judeo-Christian ethics, but it was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. George Washington, our first president, he took an oath on the Word of God, not the Koran, but the Word of God. And he kissed the Bible. And the entire Senate, he took the entire Senate to a worship service and preached Jesus Christ. And they stayed there 2 hours worshiping Jesus, our first president. What do you think the quack went up there today would say if you presented him with the Word of God? And all the Congress up there today would go to a worship service like here today where the Word of God was being preached. A culture war we have in today because of our religious belief we have in this culture war today. But I want to tell you, George Washington said the Almighty rules over the universe. He realized that he was just a man. But the Almighty rules over the universe. United States, every step that we have advanced in this country, God did it. Every step that we made. I tell you, I praise the Lord for we have a medical technology today. We have a great country, but every step we come from my generation and the past generation, it strikes a parable of the United States to Israel today that every step that Israel made because of God was with them. And God has been with us. their past days was just a glorious conquest of looking back and see what God has done for our great nation and our great country today. But yet people have forgotten what God's done. Our churches are not filled. Look at the people today. Our churches are not full. Look what God's done for them, and yet they won't come and worship Jesus. On a day like today, every church across this nation will be running over for what God has done for us and our family. But yet we have so many things and so many other gods that we've got to tend to, we don't have time to go to the really living God. But you see what happened to the nation, it will also happen to the United States. Their own days begin to get longer and longer, and gradually they had to compromise. See, it's a gradually thing. Satan knows that. It's a gradually thing. We didn't come this far just overnight, but it's a gradually thing. It's like the nation of Israel. In Judges chapter 2, verses 1 and 4, here's what it says. And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, make you go up against Egypt, and have brought you out of the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. This is what he said to them. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you shall not obey their voices. Why have ye done this? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their God shall be snares unto you. And it came to pass, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words unto all the children of Israel, the people lifted up their voice, and they wept. They cried because of the condition they was in. And they said, God said, I won't go with you, and I won't protect you anymore. We ought to be weeping because God said, I won't protect you anymore, United States. You know why they flying planes into that trade center? Because God didn't protect us. You know what's happening today? God said, I withdraw and I will not protect you today. That's why we're having the problems, and we're going to have more problems than we ever thought of, because the gradually compromise they had. They just looked back and they lifted up their voices and they wept. What happened? God gave them victory and gave them a heritage. They forgot God, just exactly like our country today. In Judges chapter 2 and verse 7, listen, it says, and the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. They served Joshua all them days because they knew what he had done for them. They've seen all the great signs, like we look back today. Some of us older than me look back and see what God's done for us. Now listen to chapter 2 and verse 10, what it says. And also, all that generation was gathered unto their fathers. That means they died. They died. And there rose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, neither yet the works which he had done for Israel. I want to tell you that's exactly where we at in the United States today. As this generation passes away, knowing what God has done for us, give God all the credit, there's a generation coming. There's a generation that's here today, and they don't know God. They're not interested in the things of God, the words of God, the people of God. They don't care about God. That's exactly where we're at. The old timers died, another generation which knew not God. The generation died out. The generation that my generation, when I come along, they was plowing mules and went from a mule to the moon. God done it. I'm going to tell you, God done it. And I look back and I see how God has been with this country and how God provided whenever there was no way to make it except for God. They made it. I know I thank the Lord for farmers and got irrigation and everything we have. There was a time with what? No irrigation. And only time they got rain, whenever God sent it. But I want to tell you, there was always enough. There's always enough. We're not talking about greed, we talk about need. There's always enough. There weren't a whole lot of things to eat, but there's enough of what you did have to eat. A lot of y'all remember whenever the creeks and the river, when the people made a living out of the creeks and the river because they fished all the time. They had a blessing because they got a mess of fish to eat once in a while. No welfare, no Social Security. No handouts from God, only from God. We're living in that generation. Standards of history. Remember that. The cultural revolution that we're in today. As I said, that total cultural revolution that we're in today. You see, religious belief. I can believe in God. Nobody can do anything about it right now. But the social structure, that means the government don't give everybody a handout. There's socialism and we're going into very fast because of our leaders of our country this day. And that's going to cause this country problems, and as you also know. But the ethic standards, there's no fixed standards we in today. That's a culture war we in today. The ethic standard, there's no fixed standards. Moral behavior, from 1960, we started a lot of this revolution. And we're reaping the bitter fruits of that revolution the day that I'm living in. Judges 17:6. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua. No, 76. In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There was no absolutes, no fixed standards. There was no rights or wrongs. Just like it is today. There was a poll in 1960. In the poll in 1960, they polled 1,000 people. 65% said that, you know what, the Word of God was the Word of God. It was true. It was accurate. 30 years later, 1990, took the same poll, the same people, and only 35% said it was. Can you imagine where it would be today? What's right for you may not be right for me. What's wrong for you may not be wrong for me. In our education system, we have headed down from Washington now. We what call, you know, a value clerics. As you clarify some values. And how do you do this? By social situation that you're in today. There are no rights or no wrongs. No fixed standards today. And Christians today, you will find out that a lot of them do not believe in the Word of God. Even it says they took a poll in 1992, and the Christian in the church today, it went to Sunday school. Only 57% of those said that they believed the Word of God was accurate. I want to tell you what, people today that goes to churches today, they do not believe the accuracy of the Word of God. Social drinking, so we'll just have a social drink. That is absolutely against the Word of God for a child of God. But people don't believe the Word of God. They think it's okay. They think drugs are all right. If you smoke marijuana, that's all right. That's a light dope. It's all right. That's strictly against the Word of God. Well, how about living together in this generation we have today? The Bible forbids that. Well, who believes that anymore in the country we're living in, the generation we're living in today? Who believes that anymore? Homosexuality, God forbids homosexuality. That's because of sin. Who believes it's sin anymore when you listen to television, Oprah and all these other television programs to tell you that people can't help it, they're born that way? God said it's sin. Homosexuality, I'm going to tell you what, they do not reproduce, they recruit. It is a sin against God. Who believes that anymore in the generation that we're living in today? Of the young people, who believes that anymore about homosexual? They can't help it. I'm going to tell you what, they don't believe the Word of God. And a lot of those are in churches on Sunday that do not believe that. Because they hear it from television, they hear it from everywhere, and they hear it from school, they hear it everywhere, they can't help it. Generation that know not God. Everybody done what was right in their own eyes, but you know what? When they done that, you know what Proverbs says, 16:25? There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is a way of death. It's going to bring death to them. You do what you want to do, and I'm going to tell you what, death coming to you. Death coming to a person, an individual that do this, death coming to them. But I'm going to tell you, a family that don't support what God said, don't believe what God said, death is coming to that family. If you don't believe the Word of God, death's coming to that family. Not only that, I'm going to tell you what, it'll come to your marriage. It'll come to your home. And it comes to the church. It don't stand up about the things that we ought to stand up for and believe what God said. Thus said the Word of God, whether you like it or I like it, it hurts me, it hurts you, but God said it, and that ends it. And there's going to be death upon this nation also. Isaiah 5 and 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitterness for sweet and sweet for bitter. As you know, in this country years ago, there was what they called moonshining. Boy, they want to put away moonshining. Boy, you know why they wanted to put it away? Because they couldn't get tax money off of it. What did they do? They legalized alcohol beverages because they could tax it. Let's legalize it. Well, the same thing about gambling. I want to tell you, God forbids gambling, people. It's wrong. The lotto. It's a sin. And God forbids it. Yeah, I know some of you play it. But you got to answer to God. Marijuana. It's wrong. Killing unborn babies. It's wrong. We think we owe fogies. But they legalize this stuff because they didn't want to do away with it. Gradually compromise in our country. Judges 1 and 19. And the Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountains, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had irons of chariot. Now, these Canaanites, he said, they feared these irons of chariot because they hadn't ever went up against chariots before. They had iron, and they feared them. They said, they're too strong for us. You know what? That's the same thing that our country is saying. This drug problem is just too big for us. We can't do away with this drug problem, so you know what we need to do? We need to legalize it because look at the money that we'll make legalizing it, and it won't be a crime no more. So let's legalize it because, you know, it's too big. How about crime? What are we going to do with crime? Immorality, sex perversion, what are we going to do with that? You know, when President Clinton was in office, Joshua and Elders, you know, she was his chief spokesman. You know what she said, don't you? Let's just legalize drugs after her boy got caught smoking. Let's just legalize drugs. She was a Surgeon General. You know, she was a Surgeon General of the United States under this great man called Bill Clinton. She's the one who says also that she didn't see a thing in the world wrong with homosexuals, gays, and lesbians adopting children. Now look where we're at today. She's also said she don't see anything wrong. You better tell your 13-year-old girl she goes out on a date to carry some condoms with her, put her in a pocketbook. Thank you, Clinton. You done a good job pointing her. You know what they done? They compromised. They feared the Canaanites. And we got something there that's 10 times worse than what she is right now, what she was. Sad, isn't it? But they come there from fearing the Canaanites, you know, to favoring the Canaanites. Now in Judges chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, it says, and it came to pass when Israel was strong, they put out the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites and dwell in Gerzer. But the Canaanites dwell there in Gerzer among them. They didn't put them away, didn't get rid of them, didn't do away with the drugs, they didn't do away with alcohol, they didn't do away with the gambling, but what they done, we'll find out just the same thing we did today. Gambling, they legalized it. They legalized it. They favored it. They legalized it. Just like I said, the lotto. Oh, that's not very popular today because look at the good it does. That's right out of hell itself. The good it does. Oh, yes, certainly it's going to do some good. But it's going to bring death. It's a cause of death. Every state that legalized gambling has always called their welfare to go up, and it always cost them 10 times more than what they got out of legalized gambling. Nobody don't tell you that. Oh, look what it does. Look what the lotto does. I'm going to tell you what. It is a sin to gamble. You don't believe it? You look the Word of God up and see what it says about gambling. Now, what is it about gambling? The state does this. It costs them so much. Well, whenever you make an item and you sell it to somebody, you give them a dollar and you get an item and they get the dollar. That's a win-win situation. But I want to tell you what, everybody that wins off of the lotto, someone has to lose. It'll tell you all these millions of dollars that someone lost, won, but it won't tell you all the millions of people that didn't buy bread and milk for their kids Well, that person won them $1 million. I'm going to tell you, it's right out of hell itself. That's what the Word of God says. Now, you say, well, I can handle it. You're sitting out there and you play the lottery. I can quit anytime I want to. Yeah, you might can. But you know all sin's addictive. And you sit there and play that lotto, and that grandson of yours gets in your automobile. He sees a lotto cards down there in the floorboard up on the dash or in your house where you've been playing it at, or your kids. And he grows up or she grows up, and guess what? They get addicted to it. And where did they get it from? Grandpa! Grandma! Mothers and fathers! You got that beer in your refrigerator, and you think you go home and suck on a beer and it'll be all right, you can handle it? But how about that child? How about that child that sees that mom and daddy sipping on them beer, and that child becomes an alcoholic? Where'd they get it from, mom and daddy? Or talk about smoking and chewing. Well, I've chewed it for 40 years. That didn't bother me. Your grandson gets a hold of it and gets cancer to the throat in 3 years. Yeah. They favor the Canaanites. I ain't hear too many amens. Maybe I'm meddling. I'm telling you the truth. Let's tax it. Then they come from favoring them, fearing them, to favor them, then to fellowship with them, with the Canaanites, Judges 1 and 23. And it says, you know, they favored them, but the Ashtonites dwell among the Canaanites and the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Well, they didn't drive them out. They got accustomed to this, their sinful way of the Canaanites, and they become friends to them, and they worship with them. You find out in the book of Judges, they started worship with them. What happened is, it said they come just like they did. That's where we're at today. In the church, we start worshiping with them. Well, if so-and-so drinks, I don't see nothing wrong. I'll take me a social drink. They drink, I'll take me a social drink. Well, they gamble, I'll take me a little bit of gambling. Well, if they're going to live together, we can live together without marriage. They believe in abortion, we believe in abortion. The Bible says, friendship of the world is the enemy to God. You can take it any way you want it. But we find out that they have a grim, grim consequences for all this. Judges 2, 3, and 4 says, wherefore also said, I will not drive them out from before you. But they shall be a thorn in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. And it came to pass, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and they wept. I'm going to tell you, it's time for us to weep, people. It's time for us to weep. God has protected the United States in the past, but God's lost their protection, and their gods have become snares. Why don't you look at North Korea? They're not as scared of the United States. And all these other countries, they're not as scared of the United States. Russia, China, this world not as scared of the United States anymore. They don't fear the United States. Why? Because God's not protecting us anymore. God says, okay, the nation, y'all want to do it without me? Go ahead. Go ahead. God don't have to judge us. All he has to say is, go ahead, do it without me. And that's where we're at today. You can tell that, and what we got is leading our country right now that we've done it ourselves. Judges 17 and 6 again, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that what was in the right in their own eyes. We have forgot about God in this generation. Judges 2 and 16, nevertheless the Lord raised up judges which delivered them out of the hands of those that spoiled them. You see, I told you there was hope for America. There was hope for the nation of Israel. He lifted up judges. Now, see, God had rather save us than condemn us. He'd rather save the nation. He'd rather save your marriage. He'd rather save every one of us than condemn us. He'd rather save this nation. You see, because Jesus Christ came in this world not to condemn us, but to save us. Yes, by the Word of God. Now, how are we going to get back? How the hope? Because there's only one way. If we don't get back to the Word of God and do what the Word of God says, I'm telling you what I told you today, I'm going to tell you it's the truth, and you can take it any way you want to. But it's the Word of God. Every word that I told you today is a Word of God. Only the Lord can get us back. Whenever the Lord gets ready and we turn back to the Lord, I'm going to tell you, repentance comes and forgiveness comes. And I need it, and you need it, our church needs it. I'm going to tell you, a lot of family need it, but I'm going to tell you, our country needs it. And you know what the Lord is waiting on? He's waiting on us to mean that song that we sing so many times. I have decided to follow Jesus. As we come right now, a song for invitation. He's waiting to hear you not only say that word, but mean that as a person this day. And he's waiting on a family right now that y'all have decided, not now, mothers and fathers, you're going to take those kids, and you have decided now that you're going to follow Jesus and serve Jesus Christ and do what God has told you to do. How about that individual sitting here by yourself today? Mothers and fathers, that wife and that husband, you know what you need to do? You need to say, hey, I decided, we're going to follow Jesus today, and you need to be down here today. But how about our whole church? Has there ever been a time the world be crying out to God? Because I'm going to tell you, I can look over the horizons, and I can only see some clouds that's building. And I'm going to tell you what, it's not going to be good. But God says, I'll help you anyway. You need to come. If God has spoke to your heart this day, this Memorial Day, you need to be do business for the Lord. You need to come right now as we stand and sing the song. No more, Father, you're going to sit home. No more, you're going to sit home.